Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Aparajita Nair with the World News. Iran warns U.S. military and Israel will be legitimate targets if Trump administration intervenes amid nationwide protests. Death toll in unrest across 200. Another Hindu youth killed in Bangladesh, intensifying concerns over violence against religious minorities. U.S. witnesses widespread protests over fatal ICE shooting. National Highways Authority of India creates 4 Guinness World Records in Andhra Pradesh. And in men's cricket, host India beat New Zealand by 4 wickets in first ODI of 3 match series at Vadodara. Iran's Parliament Speaker Mohammad Baqir Qalibaf today warned that the U.S. military and Israel will be legitimate targets if the United States strikes the Islamic Republic over the ongoing protests roiling the country.
Human rights organizations are reporting a mounting toll from the unrest in Iran, with multiple accounts indicating that more than 200 protesters have been killed and over 2,600 people arrested. Eyewitnesses and medical sources say security forces have used live ammunition against the demonstrators. Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch have condemned the violence and the nationwide communication blackout, calling for restraint. The United Nations Human Rights Chief has also urged independent investigations to the reported abuses. U.S. President Donald Trump has warned of possible intervention if the use of lethal force continues, saying the United States is ready to help and is considering military options, including potential strikes. Officials say the preliminary discussions are underway as the White House weighs its response. Iran's parliament speaker has warned that American bases and Israel would become legitimate targets in the event of any attack. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
In Pakistan, a Hindu farmer, Kailash Kohli, was shot dead in the Sindh province, allegedly by his landlord, Sir Faraz Nizamani. The killing has led to widespread protests by the Hindu community. The police arrested the landlord, Sir Faraz Nizamani, and his facilitator, Zafarullah Khan, from Hyderabad city of Sindh province yesterday night. The 23-year-old Hindu farmer was shot for allegedly constructing a shelter in the land owned by Nizamani in the Talhar village of Badin district on 4th of this month. The United States witnessed widespread protests over the weekend after a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE agent fatally shot a woman in Minneapolis. The fatal shooting of 37-year-old Rennie Nicole Good on Wednesday during an immigration operation sparked demonstrations in cities from Minneapolis and Seattle to New York, Austin, and Los Angeles. Organizers said thousands joined rallies under the slogan "ICE Out for Good," calling for accountability and an end to aggressive immigration enforcement. In Minneapolis, protesters continued to march and gather yesterday, joined by demonstrators in multiple states condemning the killing and federal immigration tactics. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey praised the largely peaceful turnout, but acknowledged that some participants caused property damage. Authorities said 30 people have been arrested over the weekend and one police officer was injured amid the unrest. President Donald Trump defended the ICE agents on social media, saying they acted in self-defense, but state and local leaders rejected the federal account as misleading, deepening tensions between local communities and federal authorities. National Highway Authority of India has successfully created 4 Guinness World Records on the under-implementation Bangalore-Kadapa-Vijayawada Economic Corridor of NH-554G. On 6th of this month, NHAI made 2 Guinness World Records near Puttaparthi in Andhra Pradesh. First was the record for the longest continuous laying of bituminous concrete, covering 3-lane-wide 9.63-kilometer-long section within 24 hours. The second record was created for continuous laying of highest quantity of 10,655 metric tons bituminous concrete in 24 hours. Both records were established for the first time globally under the 6-lane National Highway project on this corridor. Building further on this momentum, 2 additional Guinness World Records were created today. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Another Hindu youth has died in Bangladesh, intensifying concerns over violence against religious minorities. 19-year-old Joy Mohapatra died on Friday at a hospital in Sylhet after allegedly ingesting poison following a dispute over unpaid mobile phone installments in Derai Upazila of Sunamganj. Joy's family alleged that he was beaten, humiliated and provoked by shopkeeper Amirul Islam of Burhanpur village over a delayed 500 taka installment for a mobile phone bought on credit. His mother claimed the shopkeeper forced him to ingest poison, an allegation denied by the accused. In Australia, one person has died and around 300 homes and buildings have been destroyed as bushfires continue to burn across southeast Australia. Authorities said the fires, mainly affecting the state of Victoria and parts of New South Wales, have scorched about 3,50,000 hectares, nearly twice the size of Greater London. A state of emergency has been declared in Victoria, where thousands of firefighters and more than 70 aircraft are battling around 30 active blazes. Human remains were found in the village of Gobur, north of Melbourne, though the victim has not yet been identified. Smoke from the fires is affecting air quality across Victoria, including Melbourne. Authorities said the current crisis is the most severe in the region since the deadly 2019 to 2020 bushfires. The United States has carried out another round of retaliatory strikes against Islamic State targets across Syria. The strike comes following last month's ISIS ambush in Palmyra that killed two U.S. soldiers and an American civilian interpreter. U.S. Central Command said the large-scale strikes were conducted by the United States last night alongside partner forces and hit multiple IS targets. The Jordanian military later announced that it had taken part in the strikes. The Trump administration is calling the response to the Palmyra attacks Operation Hawkeye Strike. The Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces has for years been the U.S.'s main partner in the fight against IS in Syria, but since the ouster of former Syrian President Bashar Assad in December 2024, Washington has increasingly been coordinating with the central government in Damascus. Syria recently joined the global coalition against IS. U.S. President Donald Trump has issued a stark warning to Havana, declaring that Cuba will no longer receive oil or money from Venezuela and suggested its leaders to strike a deal with Washington before it is too late. President Trump stated this in a social media post today that signaled a sharp escalation in U.S. rhetoric toward the island nation. The ultimatum follows a series of aggressive moves and statements by the Trump administration aimed at reshaping power dynamics across the Americas. A Ukrainian drone strike killed one person and wounded three others in the Russian city of Voronezh. Governor said over 10 apartment buildings, private homes and a high school were damaged in the attack. He said air defenses shot down 17 drones over Voronezh. The city is home to just over 1 million people and lies some 250 kilometers, 155 miles from the Ukrainian border. The attack came the day after Russia bombarded Ukraine with hundreds of drones and dozens of missiles, including new nuclear-capable hypersonic missile Oreshnik, killing at least four people in the capital, Kiev. In Syria, Kurdish fighters were evacuated from a contested neighborhood in the northern city of Aleppo. The move is likely to bring an end to several days of violent clashes with government forces. State media reported that buses transported the last of the fighters from the Aleppo neighborhood of Sheikh Maksud to northeastern Syria, which is under the control of the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces. In men's cricket, hosts India defeated New Zealand by 4 wickets in the first ODI of the three-match series at Vadodara, Gujarat. Chasing a target of 301 runs, India overhauled the score, posting 306 for the loss of 6 wickets in 49 overs. The second ODI will be played in Rajkot on Wednesday, while the third and final match is scheduled for 18th of January in Indore. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Iran warns U.S. military and Israel will be legitimate targets if Trump administration intervenes amid nationwide protests. Death toll in nationwide unrest across 200. Another Hindu youth killed in Bangladesh, intensifying concerns over violence against rebellious minorities. U.S. witnesses widespread protests over fatal ICE shooting. National Highways Authority of India creates 4 Guinness World Records in Andhra Pradesh. And in men's cricket, hosts India beat New Zealand by 4 wickets in first ODI of 3-match series at Vadodara. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.